These are my daughters, Mr. Pickwick. These are my girls, Emily, Isabella, and this is my sister, Miss Rachel Wardle. She's a miss, she is, sir, and yet she ain't a miss, sir.
You quit.
I hope I'm not late for the club meeting.
Not at all, Wardle, and may I introduce you, sir, and your daughter, sir, to the other members of the Pickwick Club. Picture, if you can, a highly sensitive man with the soul of a poet and with long flowing hair, a unique way of dressing that is, well,
debonair.
Debonair, to say the least, for the world is seldom graced with a gentleman as polished and refined as he, a man of culture and
good taste.
Good taste, that's not gross.
That's not gross. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, that's not gross.
As delicate and gentle as a man can be, Augustus Hilary Snodgrass.
That's me.
Picture, if you can, a most susceptible man whose romantic emotions never seem to be spared, but whose love of the lady still remains
unimpaired.
Unimpaired, to say the least. Give him just one tiny shove, and he'd fall with all the ardor of a moonstruck youth, because he loves to be
in love.
In love, that's Tupman.
That's Tupman.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt, that's Tupman. As near to passion's plaything as a man can be, Tracy Pyramus Tupman.
That's me.
Picture, if you can, a most adventurous man with the heart of a lion and the strength of a bear and a cool kind of courage that is, well,
very rare.
Very rare, to say the least. For it isn't every day that you come upon a sportsman quite as fine as he, the very essence of
fair play.
Fair play, that's Winkle.
That's Winkle. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, that's Winkle.
As sporting and as dashing as a man can be, Nathaniel Herbert Winkle.
That's me.
Yes, but what about yourself, Pickwick?
Never give me the thought, Wardle.
Picture, if you can, a shy, intelligent man. Very few have an intellect as sparkling as his.
Some may doubt that his genius is great,
but it is. So it is, to say the least. And his praises we shall sing.
We are proud to be acquainted with a great, great man.
And the prince, a duke, a king. That's Pickwick. That's Pickwick. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, that's Pickwick. As civilized and splendid as a man can be, Samuel Willoughby Pickwick.
That's me!
Picture, if you can, a shy, poetical man, and a man full of courage if he had half a chance,
and a man so romantic that he's learning to dance.
Special men, to say the least, of a type one seldom sees. If a lady had a say in choosing whom she pleased,
I'm pleased to say that we choose these.
That's Tupman.
That's Winkle.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, that's not gross. All three of them are scrawlers with the finest gem. Augustus,
Tracy,
Daniel, that's them. We're shy to tell them so. Aye, there's the rub. But we're mad about the members of the Pickwick Club.
Picture, if you can, this indestructible clan. Every man is determined, every man is resolved. In affairs of the heart,
he remains uninvolved.
Uninvolved, to say the least, unattached and fancy free.
And if ever any one of us should lose his head,
he's always got the other three.
That's friendship, that's friendship. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, that's friendship. We're never going to marry, cause it's too much fuss. For superior bachelors, that's us. We are the satellites.
I am the hub
of that eminent society, the Pickwick Club.